From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. On Monday, the federal tax credit for buying an electric vehicle from General Motors, that's specifically the Chevy Bolt or the Cadillac CT6, will drop from a maximum of $7,500 down to about $3,700. And a year from now, that credit will disappear entirely. This is because the tax credit begins to phase out under federal law once an automaker has sold more than 200,000 electric vehicles. The tax credit was introduced by Congress in 2008 to incentivize people to buy electric. Marketplace's Meryl Segarra reports it's been a good news, bad news kind of story.
First, the good news. Analysts think the tax credits worked. John Kaiser at the market research firm Ipsos says his team has asked U.S. car buyers why they bought electric.
Federal incentive is one of the top reasons cited.
And there's evidence that if you take the credits away, people stop buying electric vehicles. Mike Ramsey at Gartner says Georgia used to offer a $5,000 state tax credit to buyers.
Prior to removing it, Georgia was one of the highest electric vehicle sales markets in the country. And when the state removed it, it quickly and dramatically dropped off.
Now the bad news. Jessica Caldwell at Edmunds says electric vehicles still make up less than 2% of the U.S. auto market.
They haven't really been able to go particularly mainstream before these tax credits are eliminated. So it's kind of like the training wheels aren't ready to come off quite yet, but they are, whether we like it or not.
GM is the second car maker to hit this threshold after Tesla. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.